Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back. My favorite blues band. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ruth Sherman. She's the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. She is an outstanding coach. She is she helps people, her clients, put their best foot forward in the marketplace and teaches them how to persuade anyone of anything. Right, Ruth?
That's exactly right. And, Jim, one of the greatest ways to persuade anyone of anything, it is a shortcut to sales, is to get up there on stages. I don't care if there's 10 people in the audience or there's 5,000 people in an audience.
But Ruth, I'm so shy. I don't know what to say. I can't speak extemporaneously.
My first piece of advice is call me. Second piece of advice, if that's not in your plan, then get over it. Get over it and know that you're a member of a very big club, a very, very big club of shy introverts, including myself. I consider myself to be a shy introvert, yet there is simply no way that you can build a business. You know, Richard Branson, the great CEO, the celebrity CEO, who's built such a tremendous business.
The Virgin Empire.
Yep. Richard Branson hates speaking. He loathes speaking. He said he was gonged as a child in school, and that just put him off of it for a long time. But he knew that if he were to be an entrepreneur, if he were to build a big business, that he absolutely had to get out there and do it. And even though he still doesn't look forward to it, he does it. He's good enough, and look what he's reaped. Look at the results.
Right.
That he's
well. And it, but now, another thing, if you'll notice about him, is he. He also chooses his venues a little bit. If you'll notice, you don't see him in a lot of black ties. You don't see him, at least I don't, I'm not saying he doesn't do it. I'm not familiar with him being on a lot of stages. You often hear quotes from him, but it's almost like it's on his terms.
It's on his terms.
Which I think is interesting. Which my point is, which to some degree, we can do that too.
We can and we should. We've got to get out there and speak as much as we can because it's practice.
And it can't always be on your terms.
It can't always be on your terms, certainly not early on. But like you alluded to a moment ago, Richard Branson, we're not seeing everything he does. He's wearing black ties in certain situations. Believe me, he doesn't go to anything where the royal family is without dressing up. So that's one thing to keep in mind. But my point here is that by watching people like him, we can tend to think, oh, my gosh, he's always been that way. But he hasn't. He hasn't. He's worked at it. You know, he's worked at this particular skill. And this is another thing, too, Jim, that all business owners can do, especially in this, we have this wealth of riches coming up with the SAG Awards, with the State of the Union, which is next week.
Absolutely.
Right? On the 20th.
And the rebuttal.
And the rebuttal,
which is a
right.
very interesting profile of humanity, watching the opposite party on a smaller stage try to make their position known. Now, those two speeches are very interesting side by side there, aren't they?
They are very interesting side by side. Joni Ernst, I understand, the new congresswoman, right, is going to be delivering the rebuttal. And also, we've got the Oscars, and I will tell everybody who's listening here, this is a free class in public speaking. Watching all of these shows, as maybe you think they're boring, but watching all of these talks is a free class in the pluses and minuses of being prepared to speak.
Can I offer one piece of advice to anybody who's going to speak, folks? I don't care what you're saying. I don't care who you're in front of. Don't be afraid to just be yourself.
And
you want to put your best foot forward. Shine your shoes. Make sure you dress. If whatever the dress code is, go up one notch. It won't hurt you. Slick your hair back and be yourself. Because when you think that whatever yourself isn't good enough, you're mistaken. And when you are yourself, Ruth, that's when your humanity comes out, and that's what people are attracted to.
They absolutely are, Jim. And I'm going to throw one little but important word into that statement. Be your best self.
I like that.
Be your best self.
Well, what does that mean? When you say be your best self, tell us what that means.
It's about knowing that when you're up there on a stage, you've got a job to do.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a job to do. People's time is valuable. And you want to make sure that they get as much information in as entertaining or as infotaining a way as possible. And that takes work on your end. Just getting up there as your everyday self, your regular
mm-hmm.
self, isn't going to cut it, Jim. So when people say to me, oh, you know, I get nervous, I get the jitters, my response is, well, good. It means it's important to you.
Well, that's true. That's a good point. Don't be upset that you're nervous.
That's right. Embrace it. Don't
exactly.
push it away.
Well, the thing is that's how you seek excellence.
That's how you
if you're a little bit excited, a little bit nervous, that just means that you're aware of how important this is.
That's right. And
I love hearing about the great actors who told us that they had stage fright to the last time they went on stage.
That's correct. And they're all scared to death
it's
when
the
they're
human,
up there.
It's the don't never underestimate the power of the humanity that you can show when you speak to people. Ruth, I need your website, please.
Yes, it's RuthSherman.com.
RuthSherman.com, and all your books are there, and how to contact you if folks want to get you to help them out with this, right?
It's all there, yep.
Ruth
yep,
Sherman. Hey, Ruth.
Everybody.
Good job. Come back soon.
You bet I will. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. Ruth Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Ruth joined us. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.